Terrace.com, who manager Mark Mosley after an impressive 3-1 win against Dartford. Mark, 3 goals, 3 points.
I think it was impressive. I thought we started the game in the ascendancy, you know, against an experienced, good Dartford side, and they had quite a clear game plan. They were going to sit quite deep and try and frustrate us, so it was important that we stayed patient, kept moving the ball and waiting for our openings. And I think we created a lot against a tough and a rigid opposition. I thought the longer the game went on, the more we started to get in the ascendancy and open them up. But it's key to get our breakthrough. And fortunately we got that one in the first half. We were probably guilty of missing too many chances, which has happened, we could have had more fruit for our labour in all of our games, because I feel like, we're playing some really good football. I'm really, really enjoying ourselves at the moment. And we were probably unlucky not to only get the one, but, second half, Brett Williams took his opportunity and coming on for Ben Tomo, who's unfortunately sustained a bit of a muscular injury, which we don't want to take any risks with at this stage of the season. So hopefully we got him off, and hopefully he hasn't done too much damage. And Brett's been away, he's been ill for the last sort of 10 days and hasn't been around the squad, and it's always hard for a new player. You want him around as much as you can to embed him and get used to the way we're doing things. And he's probably thrown on the pitch a little bit earlier than we would have liked today. We were going to try and blood him in carefully, Tomo goes down, we've lost Josh McCoy, so Brett Williams stepped up, and then he's got 2 goals today, so I'm really pleased for him, to get open his account and show what he's about. And we needed him today, because like I said, we've lost 2 strikers.
How important is it for a new striker at a new club to score quite early into their career, just to get that confidence and settle into a club?
It's about confidence and stuff like that, and look, Brett's going to get chances as this club. We've got some very good players who create openings, and we work hard. And he was getting in the right place at the right time today. He had a couple of chances in the first half, so he'd probably, from his standards, probably be disappointed he might not had a couple more. But the more he got into his stride the second half, you saw. The second goal was fantastic. A great ball from Zoobs, real quick thinking. Brett was alive, and it was the first touch, made that second goal for him. It's not easy on a windy Bob Lucas to take that ball down while holding off a defender. So it's an excellent goal from us, and a real important one.
Yeah, and just looking at Dartford, you can say they came in with a game plan. I think their position in the table is a false one. They certainly don't look a team that should be sitting at the bottom of the table.
No, look, Dartford are an experienced side. They used to be up the higher reaches. I think 2 years ago they went within a minute or two of winning this Conference South, haven't pipped them at the post. And then last season they were definitely up the higher reaches, and they were a strong, experienced side at this, in this league. So it was one that we had to make sure we were on it, and I felt we were today.
And just an interesting stat for you, we haven't lost since the 13th of April, 1-0 to Bicester. That's 15 games in all competitions. Winning breeds confidence, and clearly looked it today.
Yeah, like you said, confidence is a big thing in football, and I think we're playing with we're playing and enjoying ourselves, and so we should. But I think it's all built on hard work. The boys have worked so hard. Their attitude and application, I keep saying them same words, but they've been fantastic. And like I said, as a manager, they're a pleasure to work with, and I've never found it so hard picking a team, because I'm disappointing people. I've got some players, some great players who are on the bench and not involved, and it's difficult, but that's what you want as a manager. Everyone's firing on all cylinders, everyone's pushing and driving each other, and the attitude and the environment of the group has been great. And long may that continue, but we're going to need each and every one of them. We've seen this week, we've picked up 2 injuries, Calvin's come off at the end as well, so we're going to need each and every squad member to step up to the plate like Brett did today. And one person's misfortune is another person's opportunity.
Yeah, and just quickly about the Calvin's, what's it look like?
It was a dead leg, so we're hoping, that's just, that won't be anything too long. We'll have to see how it settles. But some strong players for us have all gone, unfortunately had to come off the last couple of games. But look, this is the nature of the league. It was a relentless start. we started okay. We know we're not getting carried away. There's still a lot of room for improvement, but what we'll say is there's some stuff to be proud of, and stuff that we're doing really well, and we got to keep honing that, keep trying to be better all the time, and learn from the mistakes, and just keep striving to be better each time, and just see where it takes us.
Yeah, and just one final question about actually got no game midweek, allowed you a full week to prepare for Chippenham next Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. And the boys, they deserve a little bit of a rest. Like I said, it's been relentless with the travel. Not only that, pre-season we worked them really hard, with the games. And it's time just to take a breather, take stock, and yeah, and then prepare for what will be then a really tough weekend where we go Saturday, Monday. So we're going to have to rest up and see how the best forward, see which, you know, put the best foot forward for the weekend, because it's, you know, not everyone's going to be able to play two games in three days. It's going to be tough, that. Especially against the quality of opposition we're playing against now, and the way we play the game is, you know, we're high energy, so we're going to have to make sure we get everyone as fit and ready as we can.
Just one final mention for the fans, another crowd over 1,000, incredible support.
I didn't actually hear the attendance.
1,010.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's fantastic. We really do appreciate it. It means so much to us, pushing us on and driving us. You know, and I just hope they come back, because sure, you know, hopefully they come here and saw that, you know, we're playing some really entertaining attacking football. Everyone's given their all for the shirt, and the group definitely deserve backing. They're a great set of lads, and like I said, I always say, together we're always stronger.
Cheers, Mark. Thank you. See you next Saturday.
Cheers.